This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about an hour left, and I'll do everything I can to help you out. Do want to let everybody know, starting next week, I'm going to be out for a bit. Getting some things done, some preventative maintenance, but I've already recorded a number of shows so that you will have new content every week. All right, so a lot of timely information, a lot of great stuff will be talked about in the next few weeks as I need to take some time off to get some things taken care of. But we'll be back. It's not gone forever. It's just gone for a little bit. Need to take some time. But, you know, we definitely, you know, if you want, you can try and email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. It'll take a little time before I can answer your questions right away. But I will be able to take a look at it soon. So, like I said, just taking a bit of time off, getting some preventative maintenance taken care of so that I can give you more live content as always. But each week, new programming. It's not a not taped, not best of. It's a lot of great information. I've worked hard to make sure that you can have that information while I'm not here. I've been taping these shows for a couple weeks here ahead of time to be ahead of it, because I don't want to leave you with something that's just repeat shows. These are all new shows. They're just taped and no phone calls. So we're here today. This will be your opportunity to get some questions in. So definitely call us within the next hour here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Just need to take a little bit of time. Sometimes that's what we got to do to make it work. Anyways, we have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Anthony is in South Elgin.
Anthony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
I'm all right. How are you today?
Good. Doing well. Thank you. You know, a quick question. I don't know if this would be considered complete gardening like you guys talk about, but
yeah.
As far as plants, I have some ferns and plants that were on my balcony that were really thriving during the summer.
Yep.
And like the ferns, for example, I bring in for the winter, and they always seem to kind of probably don't do so well. So what would be the best route to kind of get those guys to ideally thrive? Or is that not possible?
Well, so...
Like location-wise and water-wise?
So each year, do they, you know, kind of die and you start over? Or is it they just kind of fade on you?
They fade. I mean, sometimes I'll buy more and then... You know, they always thrive when they're on the balcony because I think you could water them and fertilize them, even plant food. But at the same time, you know, they get so beautiful and then you bring them inside and I just don't want them to die.
Well, so part of it is the change in temperature shock, right? Because they've been outside and you probably already brought them in a couple weeks ago, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Yep, I did.
They were outside, and the temperatures had some big swings in it on certain days where we had, you know, 70, 80 degrees, and then it would be like 45, 50 degrees, probably a little bit warmer than that. But there's a swing in the temperature. Now, these guys are coming back into a temperature-regulated area, and so they're kind of going through a little bit of shock from it. Even though it's better for them to have that temperature regulated where it stays the same, they're going a little bit into shock. They also know that it's the winter months. They know it's time to go dormant a little bit to save its energy, right? To save the energy for next season. And sometimes that is, you know, slowing down its growth, slowing down everything. One of the things that we should be looking at doing is we talk a lot about protolizer from Natural Alternative. Adding protolizer to the water that you do as you bring it in is going to help keep those nutrients active and going to where they need to be at that time, right? So that way when they come in, it's not going to go into a lot of that shock, right? The other thing is when you bring them in, I'm sure, you know, they're very healthy plants. Is there any dead or damaged on it already? If there is, we want to clean those up, right? We also want to make sure the plant is completely cleaned off and we leave any of the insects or all that outside. But for like a fern, is it, what type of fern is it before I go into, is it, like a Boston fern?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, so, they just got very large. I mean, they're almost like, God, like 6 foot diameter. They're huge.
So a Boston fern, right, does take more shade, right? So you're not putting a Boston fern in full sun during the winter months. Although, the angle of the sun's a little bit different, so it's not as hard, right?
Right, right. And I was told that through the window it would actually diffuse it. I mean, it does get a little direct sun in the location it's in now, but it is very large. I'm limited to where I can put it, so
exactly,
I don't
right.
know if I should I get it out of any direct sun at all?
Well, so it is one that you can keep in bright, but indirect light. So if it's in the area, that would be great. One of the things that it could be happening, and I'm not sure, is if it's right by a window, if that window has any bit of a draft at all, that could be affecting it. Because the fern dislikes 55 degree temperatures or below. So if it's getting any of a draft, that can slow it down and affect it.
Well, we're like in that regard.
Yeah, perfect. The other thing here is you don't want to fertilize during the winter months on this. So once you get in, you stop fertilizing. The reason for that is it needs that cold, that I call it cold, but like a process to go into a winter state, right? So that way it can rest. It's a time of rest. So we bring it in, right? We get it ready, and how do we completely overwinter it? On some of them, some you can actually cut back. Sometimes on the Boston fern, you can cut it back. Now, some people will actually cut it back way back, right? So that it will re-bush out for you and get bigger and et cetera. What I would look at first is some of that longer foliage that's there that's really made it big. Maybe trim that a little bit back. Just take a couple inches off around the whole thing. The reason being is the plant is still trying to put all its energy in that whole area, but it's also trying to go dormant at the same time, right? So a little bit less square footage-wise will be helpful.
Just have to work less, essentially.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's what we're trying to make it easier for them. We're not. You don't have to cut it all the way back where it's like 4 or 5 inches tall, but just give it a trim, kind of shape it up a little bit, right? That way, it has less focus on everything else. It can focus on being dormant. It can focus on slowing down a bit. Again, we want to keep it away from drafts or an area where the heat comes on and fluctuates in that area, right? We want to try to keep it kind of that same temperature if possible. It's not always easy to do. Now, there's a couple other things I want to discuss on this because I think it is important for not just you, but for a number of other people who have the same type of plant. So I want you to hang tight for me, everybody else. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Anthony in regards to bringing some ferns indoors. And we talked about, you know, a few things, even cutting it back a bit. Now, I wanted to, there's a couple more things to this, right? And one of them is just the watering. Now, you don't need to water a lot during the winter months, but you don't want it to get bone dry. So when you start to see the top couple inches become dry, that's when you need to water it. And only water them maybe it's once a week or longer. Okay? As we said earlier with fertilizer, no fertilizer. No fertilizer during the winter months. Now, just some common thoughts about the fern at this time of year. They might actually slightly yellow and look wilted, but that is common. Some of those yellow or dead leaves, that's what we want to clean up again. But the big thing is during the winter months, it doesn't look like it does during the summer months. That's because a lot has changed. It's a lot different than outside. But once the warmer temperatures return in the spring, it will start to regain that color, the strength, everything, and be bigger for you. So it is something that, you know, it doesn't look incredible inside for some of that time. But patience is one thing that will work with these, and they will come back for you with a vengeance, really. The only other thing to think about is maybe adding some humidity to the area. You know, maybe creating a humidity tray with rocks in it, or getting some sort of mister to spray in the area. I would also recommend, if you have other plants that you brought in, grouping them together. Grouping them together will help keep the moisture in one area. The plants will not physically feed off of each other, but they will feed off of each other by, you know, creating a little, I wouldn't call it a rainforest, but a little piece of that. So it's definitely something that can be done to help with it. Just make sure, you know, you keep an eye on it. And again, watering maybe once every week or every 2 weeks, and stay away from the fertilizer if possible. Ready?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. So as far as the watering, too, you don't want to douse them essentially like they would be like in the summertime.
Yeah, you're not looking to, you know, do that heavy, heavy soaking. You're just looking to keep some of that moisture in the pot. And you can just bring it, put it in the, you know, the bathtub or the sink or something like that and give it a good drink. But we're not looking to do one of those waterings where you soak it, let it sit, soak it again, and then let it sit and then soak it. You know, like that really, really heavy watering, because it doesn't need a lot of water for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, have a beautiful day.
You too, Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. But a half hour left in the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. We'll be here to help you out with as many of the questions as possible, so definitely give us a call and let us know how we can help you. Houseplants are the ones that we're looking at right now, right? We're always, you know, trying to stay with the plants, and, you know, houseplants are the way to go. And as we mentioned earlier, you know, any of the houseplants you bring outside during the winter months, or excuse me, summer months, and you bring inside for the winter months, it doesn't really need fertilizer. But using protolyzer will actually help your plant go through the winter, storing up the energy it needs and getting ready for that next season. So we all know protolyzer is not a fertilizer. It's like probiotics for your plant, right? And by using it every couple weeks, once a month, over the winter months, you'll give it just enough to keep that plant going to the point where it still stays in partial dormant state. But it'll give it enough to stay healthy during those months. Now we're going to take a break. We'll get back more questions for you, more thoughts on what to be doing this time of year. But our phone number, as always, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Update. New this Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will continue to take out Hamas terrorists with full force. Netanyahu, speaking in Hebrew, here's a translator. He is rejecting calls for a ceasefire.
If Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there. And to assure that there is no such threat, as long as necessary, the IDF will control, as far as security is concerned, Gaza.
Now the war started after Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jews on October 7th at a music festival, raping women, beheading babies at multiple kibbutzes, shooting and killing people who were hiding out in portable bathrooms, setting people on fire, burning down homes, and taking 240 hostages, including the elderly and infants. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about a half hour left in the show. You know, house plants is what we were just talking about. Make sure you are using your protolizer every few weeks or once a month during these upcoming winter months. Don't need to use fertilizer, just something to help keep the microbes where they need to be. And that's what this protolizer is going to do. Okay. Other things we should be thinking about doing, if you haven't already, the ground's not frozen. You can definitely be planting bulbs, right? Get some bulbs in the ground. Get some tulips, some daffodils, right? Some crocuses. Get some of those things done now. They want to be left outside for the winter months. They want to have a cold stratification period. They want to be done now. And so one of the things I want you to think about when you're planting bulbs is what you do to help protect them from critters, right? This isn't just about later on when the animals will eat the leaves and the flowers and cut them back that way. This is about making sure that they make it to that point. You know, some people live by a few different ways. One that I've heard a lot of people use is getting a product like the Repelzol from Bonide. You want the concentrated version, right? You actually will dump the concentrate into a bucket. It can be a 5-gallon bucket. And then you dump all the bulbs that you're going to use in there. And let the bulbs sit in there for an hour or so, making sure that they all get covered in some of this Repelzol. It absorbs into the bulb a little bit and will help protect them when those critters are digging in the ground, your moles, your voles, your squirrels, chipmunks, all those things that are digging, to get and be protected. Another thing, you know, some people will do is if they know that they have these animals in the area that they're trying to protect the bulbs, they'll actually plant them in a bed of rocks around the bulb itself, right? Digging your hole normally and placing some sharp rocks at the bottom of it and maybe around the bulb itself. So that anytime any of these critters try to dig in to get to the bulb, they hit on something that hurts their paws. It's hard for them to dig into rocks, right? So we're not looking like polished stone. We're looking more like the ragged, crushed stone. Any of the stone that has the edges. Because when a critter starts to dig at that, it hurts their paw to a point where they stop and move around it and move elsewhere. So these are just a couple ways to be to help protect your bulbs, right? Obviously, if you don't have those issues, you know, maybe you don't worry about it. But the thing is when you plant, sometimes people will put bulb tone or bone meal, right? The bone meal, for some reason, does attract some of these critters. So we're just trying another way to help protect it. We want that bone meal there. We want that bulb tone there because we want to get the fertilizer to it when it needs it to help those establish the root system, help establish the plant itself. But you just got to keep in mind, you got to protect it a little bit and do a little bit here and there. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, as I said at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, I am going to be out for a few weeks after this show. So this is my last live phone call show where I'm taking calls. I have taped a number of shows for the next few weeks to keep you guys with live content. So still listen up. It's all stuff that I've previously taped. I worked hard to make sure that there is enough live content to go for a bit, just in case, right? And so I'm going to be out for a few weeks, but I'll be back. This isn't a done. This is I'll be back. Just got some stuff to take care of, a little bit of preventative maintenance going on, right, for myself. We take care of our machinery every year, right? We take care of the mowers and the snow blowers. We get them ready to overwinter. Well, I'm doing the same. Anyways, if you have some questions during that time, you can try and email me. My email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And I'll do what I can to answer. It's going to take a little bit of time before I can get to them. But just realize, I have some time. So I can do my best to help you out, as always. But about 20 minutes left in the show. Had a pretty good show so far. Number of questions. Great conversation with David out of San Francisco. Great talking with him. He's very intelligent. Very intelligent person. Just love to hear his ideas and to build on them. So he had a great idea of, what we can do to do more on our in the landscape for erosion control, etc. So just some good thoughts to listen to. Karen was here as well from Natural Alternative. Tons of information. Take a look at their website. And they have a cool winter giveaway that anybody who purchases ice melt is going to be entered into a gift raffle, right? That is going to have, it's a winter car kit giveaway. They sent me a picture. It's pretty cool. The carrier itself actually has Natural Alternative right on it, but it's got an ice scraper. A couple sizes, got some gloves, hat, scarf, some ice melt, even a blanket in it. But it's perfect because, you never want to get caught with an issue. And, a couple years ago, and it seems like almost every year that this happens, there's always like an ice storm somewhere and people get stuck on the freeway for a few hours, right? Well, you know, you might need some things to help protect you. So that's why these are here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And that giveaway is through Natural Alternative. If you purchase any ice melt between now and December 15th, and then after that, they will pick a winner and send it to them. So their website is natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. Take a look at their website. If you know, as we talked earlier, couple days turnaround time. If you order maybe a winter fertilizer right now for the end of the week, you can put it down and protect your lawn for the winter and get it ready for the spring. Also get some ice melt, right? Take a look at their website. Lots of good information. Now, as we get into the winter months, we're looking at different things to think about, and we'll discuss those in the next few weeks. So definitely stay tuned for that. Now, we do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Eddie's in Hyannis.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Two quick questions.
Sure.
I have an Easter lily that somebody gave to me, and I'm wondering how to keep it during the winter.
Okay. Now, it's been inside, or did you put it outside for a while, or...?
It's been going in and out to keep it out of the freeze. Right now it's in the garage.
Okay. And so we're probably starting it. We'd like to start the transition as it's staying inside, right? I mean, you're on the Cape, so it's a little bit warmer down there. I think you've got one frost already, maybe, but it's not as cold as it is on the northern part of the state.
26 this morning.
Okay, well, that's cold.
You're right. Yeah.
So we want to keep it inside, I think, going forward, right?
Inside.
As, you know, some of these Easter lilies get forced to bloom at the time that they are blooming. And so they are meant to stay inside during the winter.
Okay.
Now, some of it here's part of what you need to do. You need to allow all the greenery to die back, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to slow down on the watering, just like you would a regular houseplant, to allow it to go dormant.
Yep.
Once the foliage has really died back, that's when it is the best time to, you know, if you wanted to split it, right? This is a good time to do it. You don't have to normally. They want the cool, you know, temperatures, but we don't want freezing temperatures. We're not looking at 30 degrees. We're looking at, you know, high 40s, low 50s, maybe, you know, under 60, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, if you want to, you can leave it in the pot, or some people will actually take it out of the pot and divide the bulb there. Up to you on how you want to do it. I'm assuming you kind of want to leave it in the pot, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not bringing it back out until late spring. So you right now have about 4 months of it being inside.
Okay.
But if we want to force it to bloom in the early stages, we got to start earlier than the 4 months of bringing it outside. Right, so we probably want to start in the warmer temperatures, sunnier areas during the month of end of February, beginning of April, of March.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's when you start waking it up and getting it ready to go. It's one where you're literally just letting it kind of sit. We want to make it a dry location. The one thing I was thinking about, and I was looking at while we were talking, temperature-wise, we do want to keep it cooler, and we don't want it to get it above, like, 45 degrees. So, but we also don't want to get freezing cold temperatures, right? So if the garage is unheated and doesn't, you know, go to freezing, maybe that's a good spot to put it. But if not, like, a basement would be fine. you know, really up to you on what it is. We don't want to push it in an area where there's excessive heat, because if there's too much heat, we could start to push the growth.
Right.
During those winter months. But in the opposite, when we want to start forcing it, that's when we want to put it in the heat, maybe, you know, in a very sunny window in an area where there's some hot air, right?
Okay.
Going to help push it go through. But, you know, you don't want to completely get it in warm temperatures. The other thing, like I said earlier, just slow down on the watering. Really minimal watering on it. Maybe once a month, honestly.
Okay.
And just keep it in that cool area, and you should be okay.
Another question about the lawn.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. Hang tight on the other side of the break. We'll go right into that question with the lawn for you as we wrap up the show. So hang tight, Eddie. We'll be back in a few.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Eddie. We answered one question. He's got another one in regards to his lawn. So, Eddie, what do you got?
I'm wondering, I vaguely remember spreading something out on the grass last November. And I don't know if it was lime or fertilizer. Any ideas?
Well, it could have been either, right? If you lime with a... If you lime yearly, some people will just do it either in the fall or in the spring. But you should be putting a winter fertilizer down in the months of November. Because okay. if you look at the process, right, they say every 6 weeks or so you should be putting a fertilizer down. If you start at the end of March, beginning of April, and you stick by a four-step program, that fourth step is at the end of August, beginning of September, which leaves the rest of the season for it to fend for itself. And so that fifth application would make sense right at the beginning of November. You have time to do it now. You definitely do. It's going to be worth it for you for next spring. It definitely will be.
Yeah, I fertilized it twice during the good weather, and yep, the lawn was outstanding.
Yeah, it's definitely worth doing a little extra, I think, at this time. I think it's also, as I've said earlier, it's probably one of the most important applications out there, because it's going to help it get through that winter and then start off. Look, your lawn's going to look a lot greener than than it normally would in the spring without it.
Well, you know what I'll be doing this afternoon.
Definitely. Well, at least it'll warm up a little bit by that point, let's hope.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie. Have a great one.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we got another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve in Hyannis.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Let me start off by wishing you well, Patrick.
Well, thank you.
And the reason I called, about 3 years ago, you recommended Sambucus elderberry black lace.
Yep.
And I planted 7 of them.
Hmm.
And I have not cut them back at all. Probably this spring I'm going to cut them into the hedge level.
Yep.
But one of them will not grow.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're all next to each other, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're 3 feet apart, or something like 6 feet apart, because they spread.
Yep.
And I got one that the others, I got some up to 8 feet, and this one will not get over 3 feet.
Now, is it like in the middle? Is it on one of the ends?
It's on the end.
Okay, and now is that end close to the street or close to a patio, close to a driveway?
No. I got them at least 3.5 feet away from the house.
Okay.
And the others, I mean, they're up to 8 feet or higher.
Yeah.
I can't get this one to do anything.
So that one's close to, so when I look at, if we were looking at it, is it close to something that is more compact, even a lawn? Is it like, or are they all right on the edge of a lawn, all kind of in the same type areas? I'm just, sometimes the reason why it would be on the end is that area is a little bit more compact. It gets affected more by some of the elements. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
Patrick, I'll tell you, none of the above.
Oh.
Not near the edge of the lawn, not near the house, not near any other plants that inhibit it, but it will not grow.
And now, you got all the same ones at the same store, same everything, right?
Everything, yeah. Based on your recommendation, I'm going to tell you, you've been great with it, I'll tell you. Unreal.
It's interesting. You know what I'd like to see you do when you do prune the rest of the plants? I want you to prune that one, too.
Well, prune them. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Because what might need to happen is we might need to stimulate them a little bit. I'd also like to see you, on that one, use something like a protolyzer, something else to give it a little bit more and see if it just pushes it into the right way. It seems like something's missing, and it could be some of the elements on it, even though they're all close together. Maybe all of them are just, you know, they kind of can intermingle on their root system. Maybe they're pulling from that one, right? So I would look at maybe fertilizing that one a little bit more and doing a little bit more to it. Okay?
This is all in the springtime you're talking
about. All in the spring. Yeah, leave it at this point. Everything in the spring. Okay?
All right, Patrick. Yeah, that's
all right,
great.
Steve.
Wish
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye now.
All right, guys, I'm going to sign off for a few weeks. I appreciate everyone. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. I'll talk to you when I talk to you, but listen for live content coming soon. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.